Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
We're back live on Chip Chat from the OpenStack Summit in Paris, France. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm joined by David Brown from Intel. Welcome, David.
Hi, how are you, Allison?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
So, David, why don't we just start by you describing what you do at Intel and why you're here at the OpenStack Summit.
Okay, well, I've had several jobs at Intel, but most recently for the past year, I work as the Director of Data Center Software Planning. So we do a lot of work with from the operating system on up to middleware, and most of our focus these days is on open source for obvious reasons. And within open source, most of our focus is on OpenStack. So
OpenStack has been a topic that kind of hit like a flash fire in the data center a few years ago. You know, we have one every, you know, few years in data center conversations. You can go from virtualization to cloud. OpenStack seems to be the topic du jour. Why don't you describe why this is so important for the data center vision for the future and why Intel has invested so heavily here?
Well, we feel that private cloud and hybrid cloud adoption by the enterprise is one of the key phenomena that's going to take place in the data center moving forward. And there's multiple ways of standing up a private cloud. There's proprietary offerings. And what OpenStack does is it provides a open source option to standing up private hybrid clouds in the enterprise and telcos and for end users. And we see that as a huge opportunity for Intel and the whole marketplace for that matter. It's just not a silicon opportunity. It's really an opportunity that involves many elements of the ecosystem, software providers, service providers, and it's an exciting time to be working on data center strategy.
It seems like you can track the progress with OpenStack from summit to summit, with the community coming together to talk about the advancements that's been made in the last 6 months. What are the most notable things that have happened in Paris that you'd want other folks to know about?
I think there's a couple of things. One is the follow-on to something we introduced back in Atlanta called Win the Enterprise, and the fact that we've made a lot of progress on that, in that it's really held a position as a work group that has a lot of success and a lot of demand and attention from the board of directors right through the technical community and the TC committees and so forth. So it's really... It's an evolution, if you will, but an important evolution. I think Paris is just shining more of a spotlight on it. In conjunction with that, or maybe a tangent to that, is also the fact that much of what we've done in Win the Enterprise can play for telco. And as you probably can appreciate, the telco environments need to even be more stable than enterprise. So we're looking to get more of the operators engaged from the telco organizations to get their requirements, similar to what we did with Win the Enterprise, get their requirements and make OpenStack more broadly adopted by telco and make it more hardened for telco as well. So those are a couple of key areas. I think the other thing that there's kind of a rumble in the crowd about the concept of making OpenStack more stable from a bug fix perspective. You know, there's always a pull on resources from doing new feature additions, creative, more fun features to build into the product versus fixing what's broken. And I think for OpenStack to really evolve to the next level, we've got to fix some of the bugs and spend some more time there in combination with the feature additions that are being programmed into this.
So really a juxtaposition between velocity of innovation and stability.
Exactly.
What have we learned from other open source initiatives that would maybe help with creating the right balance?
Well, I think I'm not an expert in the Linux evolution, but from what I understand talking to those who are, is that Linux went through a similar phenomenon, that when it came to a point where enterprises were getting more interested in using Linux, they put the demand down and said, we'll use it, but here's what needs to happen. And that inflection point is what drove Linux to be more data center capable than it was 10, 15 years ago. I think OpenStack's going through that same inflection point right now, as organizations in the marketplace look to adopt it more broadly.
When you look at the enterprise and telco customer arenas, which group do you think is farther along with OpenStack, if there is one, and which one has the most challenges ahead?
That's a good question. I think from a hardening perspective, from an evolutionary perspective, you would think that the enterprise and then telco, it would go in that order, enterprise being further ahead, then telco coming up behind. I think as far as actual deployments of the stack right now, telco actually has enterprise beat out a little bit. And it could be because their rate of innovation is different, that they see more value and they're willing to sacrifice some of the stability issues that I mentioned earlier. I think telco's got the deployment numbers beat against enterprise. But they're both organizations, both segments of the market are critical for OpenStack, and we think that some of the features that they demand are overlap. So hopefully we can get our arms around both and move them both forward.
The theme at OpenStack is all about collaboration between industry partners. Can you describe some of the partnerships that we have in this space, and you know, how do we ensure that we're driving the right level of collaboration across all of the industry?
There's a couple of things I would point out. One is I'll reference back to the Win the Enterprise effort that we kicked off earlier this year. There's about 75 different organizations participating in that effort. There's two prongs to the effort. There's an engineering prong and a marketing business prong, and there's 75 organizations working across both, collaborating to address the needs of the enterprise. I think that's pretty phenomenal. And, you know, sometimes when you kick those activities off at a summit, people are excited at the summit, then they get back to their real jobs, and your attendance falls off 80%. That, in fact, has not been the case with Win the Enterprise. We've maintained almost completely the number of people who joined at the summit in Atlanta and are still working on the work group today. So that's pretty prominent and good. The other partner areas are bringing together folks to make sure that we can get the right people doing code reviews. One of the gates or one of the things that's slowing down some of the implementation and feature additions to the software stack is code reviewers and the lack of code reviewers or the lack of time they have to do code reviews.
Sure.
So what we're trying to do is figure out how we can work together to get more commitment for people to do code reviewing, get some training out there to teach people how to be code reviewers and recognize faulty code and so forth. And I think that's going to be one of the elements of, again, making OpenStack a better product in the long run.
When you think about where we are today, you know, we've been to multiple summits at this point. We're talking to a lot of customers here about where they're at with their either their test and eval or actual deployments. What do you think are the key topics today at this conference, and juxtapose those over what you think we're going to be talking about next year at the summit?
Well, I'm hoping that we begin to move the end users from a perspective of proof of concept to production deployments, or maybe we'll throw a pilot in the middle there to give them at least a stepping stone. But one of the things we need to do to build confidence from a marketplace perspective and message perspective is really be able to brag about lighthouse accounts or major companies standing up private hybrid clouds in their environment for production purposes. And I think what I'd like to see at the next summit is that we've got more and more customers willing to stand up and talk about their OpenStack engagements and their OpenStack deployments with confidence, call them production deployments, no more proof of concepts, or at least make sure that we've got more people migrating to production so that the software stack becomes known as being stable and ready for prime time.
And what kind of features do you think need to be integrated? Are there any, you know, that you would say, oh yeah, this is super important for the industry to deliver over the next year?
One of the ones you'll hear probably mentioned the most is rolling upgrades. Being able to keep your environment up to speed with features and capabilities that OpenStack has to offer by providing an upgrade mechanism that's facilitated, and that's missing today. You heard it in the panel discussion yesterday. There was a meeting called Meet the Hidden Influencers yesterday. These are the people out in the community who are managing large developers working on OpenStack. They may not be on the board, they may not be on the TC, but in fact, they're ones who have a lot of say in an indirect manner for what goes into OpenStack, and they talked about the same thing, that you know, we have an opportunity to drive the product forward in a positive way, and we need to get more code reviewers engaged.
And it seems like I was talking to a couple of enterprise managers of OpenStack installations earlier in the conference, and there was this common theme of integration pipelines And the fact that it's not just the fact that the OpenStack distribution needs to be tested, it also needs to be tested and validated against all the adjacent
Absolutely.
Platforms.
Absolutely. I mean, when you if you think about standing up a private cloud in an enterprise, you're not standing it up and taking over the whole IT infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You're spinning it up inside of an infrastructure that's existed for probably many, many years. And you've got to find ways to make that infrastructure interoperate with the structure that's in hand already. And rolling upgrades to some degree has to address that as well. It's an upgrade of the stack itself and in the upgrade of the connections and mm-hmm. interfaces to the non-OpenStack systems and IT deployments that are running in a given enterprise.
The complexity of that, when you start thinking about it, almost makes your head hurt.
It is complex. I mean, OpenStack is a complex tool in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And when you think about hooking it up to a broad base of IT applications that are non-OpenStack, it does kind of send your head spinning a little bit. But I think that's where we can build capabilities into the code stack with that in mind to keep the head spinning down to a slow rotation, I suppose. So.
Well, David, is there any other key takeaway that you'd like to share with the audience that didn't make it to the event? Of, you know, what are the key things that you saw here that were interesting?
I think the main thing is this concept of evolution. I see the tool evolving in a direction that's very positive to me. It's getting hardened. It's getting represented by key IT organizations and telcos who are using it and beginning to stand up private clouds and hybrid clouds. And that's what's exciting to me, is that it's evolving to a real tool and will very soon be a true choice for organizations out there looking at, how do I stand up a private cloud? What are the tools that are available for me to do so? OpenStack is definitely front and center.
Well, David, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today. OpenStack is one of those topics in the data center arena that's moving so fast, it's a lot of fun to talk about.
I agree. Thanks, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.